Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, I'm your host. Today I'm in South Korea, Seoul, South Korea. Seoul is the capital of South Korea, and this is my first time doing the podcast overseas. I'm with Grace Choi. Grace is from First Korean Baptist Church, Raleigh. Hello Grace, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm so excited to do the podcast with you.
Yes,
and then this
too.
Is my first overseas podcast, so I'm so excited.
And I'm very honored that I get to be on your first overseas podcast.
Yeah, awesome. That's great. So I have some questions. So this is a podcast number one, episode one. So I want to know more about your personal stories. So my first question is, can you tell us about your family?
Okay, so my father is a pastor, and so for most of my childhood, I remember him studying and also leading the church and being very busy. And so I grew up in a good Christian home. I have a younger sister and a younger brother, and they're all living in America currently, and I'm currently working in Korea.
Awesome, great. How did you come to know the Lord?
Well, because I grew up in a Christian home, I went to church ever since I was young. But I do remember when I was in second grade, I asked my father some questions after going to Sunday school. And so my dad took time to sit down with me and answer my questions and kind of, I guess, my fears at the time of whether I'll be going to heaven or not. And so he walked me through. And so I accepted Christ when I was in second grade, and I was baptized also in second grade. And ever since then, you know, I've been faithfully walking the walk. Sometimes, you know, went through some hard times, but ultimately, anyway, I've stuck with the Lord since then.
Well, that's great. So what's your calling in your life?
Oh man, I feel like I received my calling late in my life. I actually graduated college without knowing my calling or knowing what to do with my life. And so it was kind of hard for me. But then it was around my mid-20s that God showed me the gift of teaching that He had given me. And when I looked back at that point, I realized I really did have a lot of teaching experience. I've always taught Sunday school. I enjoyed teaching English. And so that's when God really called me into the field of education. And so after that point, I applied to grad school, and I went back to school to get my master's in the education field. And ever since then, I've been very joyfully working in the education field and just really feeling like I'm living and doing what God created me to be. So
that's great. You know, a lot of second and third generation Asian Americans are very well educated, and it's great to see that they're flourishing in many ways in the United States. But Grace, I'm very impressed and very excited to see that you are using your gift and God's calling not only in the United States but all over the world, basically. So I want to know more about that in the next episode. But I'm very curious about this. Who influenced you the most?
Who influenced me the most? I would say my parents. My father, his undergrad degree is in Christian education, I believe. My mother was a school teacher in Korea. And so I think I grew up in a very, education-centered home. I believe my parents really had a big part in it. Not only that, but I think my experience of just teaching in Korea, teaching English in Korea on different occasions, opened my eyes to the importance of, you know, teaching English to non-native English speakers, and that's kind of more what God called me to be. I'm not just a teacher. I believe God has called me to teach English or teach people who are non-native English speakers. And so in that sense, I feel like all of that really influenced me to be who I am and to realize my calling. Mm.
What is your life verse?
Wow, my life verse. I think it changes every time I go through a different stage in my faith. Actually, currently, I think one of the verses that I like, it's from Psalms, and it's, I can't remember where it is exactly in Psalms, but I did write it down. It's, I am praying to you because I know you will answer, O God. Bend down and listen as I pray, and show me your unfailing love in wondrous ways. This is something that I've been holding on to this past few weeks, I guess, because I feel like my prayer life was kind of strained, and I wanted to go back to God and really be in close communication and close relationship with Him. I really missed it. And so this verse really touched me because it showed me that if I just make the effort to pray, He is more than willing and eager to listen to me. And I think it gave me comfort knowing that I don't have to work my way up to be at a certain level where God will listen to me, but it's, as long as I pray, God will hear me, and not only that, but He will show me His love and in a wondrous, surprising way. And so I'm kind of clinging to this verse. I don't know if I can call it my life verse, but at the moment in my stage of life right now, this is my verse.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's good. What are you most passionate about, Grace?
My passion is definitely in my calling. So I really do have a heart for missions, and I think more specifically, I am I'm passionate about teaching English. And the reason why I am is because I have seen so many talented young people in different countries, and if only they were given the chance to further their education, or if they were just given the opportunity to just show their skills and show their abilities on a more global stage, they would do so well. But because of a language barrier, they're not able to do that. And I'm not saying that English is the best language or that, but it is certainly an important language in this world. And as this world is becoming more and more globalized, and as there are more and more international relations going on, whatever field you're in, I felt like the best way to empower young people from whatever country they're at, it is equipping them with the English language. And I'm hoping that if they are equipped with this English language, then the language barrier will be lessened, and they will be able to fully do what God wants them to do on a much more bigger scale, and God can use them in a bigger way. And so that really drives me, and I think that's the reason why I am abroad so often. I always wish I can live and stay in America, but God always takes me out of my home and sends me to other countries, and I think it's because that's what God made me to do. And so that's my passion, is to really use the language of English language and empower and equip young people so they can fulfill their dream and they can do God's will in their life.
Wow, amen. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Because me and my wife are reaching out to refugees in Raleigh area in North Carolina, and then they have a similar issues as well. They're bright and they have a great potential, but the language is a big hindrance. So yeah, what you do right now is a huge, huge work. Wow, that's awesome. Grace, so were you born in the United States?
Yes, actually, I was born and raised in America.
Okay, so you are definitely second generation.
I am a second generation Korean American.
Awesome. Now, I am pastor's kid.
Right.
And pastor's kids have a very interesting life.
Yeah.
So, as a pastor's daughter, what is like to grow up as pastor's daughter? Can you share any positive, even negative experiences?
Right. There are definitely positive and negative aspects of growing up as a pastor's kid. I think when I was younger, I had more of a negative view, I think. And it's simply because I felt like I was put on a higher standard simply because I was a pastor's kid. And I think part of it also is because I'm the first child also. And so I think those two things overlapped. And anyway, I grew up under a lot of pressure when I was younger. And so as a pastor's kid at church, I was always kind of expected to be the best Christian and the best student and to never do anything wrong. And so although, you know, as a Christian, perhaps we should always be doing our best, but I felt the pressure was on me because I was the pastor's daughter, not because I was a good Christian. And so I think that kind of pressure made it kind of hard for me growing up. However, as my faith grew and as I matured into a young adult, my views have changed drastically. And so right now, I think it is the greatest blessing for me to have grown up in a not only a good Christian home, but also in a pastor family. I don't know how to call it yet. As a pastor's child, because I believe that God has blessed me and has blessed my family, my siblings, because of the work that my parents have done for God. So it's kind of like God's blessings overflowing into me. And so a lot of times I know that, you know, I have been given, you know, really good opportunities to study or to work, and I really give God the credit. And it's also, I don't know, I feel like it's not just me doing well, but it's because God wants to bless my parents for doing His work so faithfully. And I think that blessing trickles down to me, and so I acknowledge it in that sense. Also, I think that whenever I had questions in my faith, I didn't struggle with like who to ask or, you know, how do I find the answer to my questions, because I had my dad and my mom right there with me. And so I didn't have to, you know, go to church and ask a youth pastor or something like that, but I could always get the questions to my answers to my questions about my faith through my parents immediately almost. And I think through that process, my relationship with them also grew stronger because of all the conversations we had. And also, I also grew to have a lot more respect and a lot more just a lot of respect for who they are, how they lead the church, and just as Christians, I'm so proud of them and the work that they do. And so I think a lot of this came to me in my like late 20s and 30s. I think I am slowly, you know, growing to understand my parents more also. And so right now I am very, very happy that I grew up as a pastor's child.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. I know that some of our listeners are PK, mm-hmm. pastor's kids as well, so I'm sure they will be encouraged by what you just shared.
I hope so.
Well, Grace, thank you so much for sharing about your personal life.
Thank you.
And I want to know more about your current ministry in the next episode. Listeners, thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.